One and a two and a three and a four. You motherfuckers, welcome back to those hot motherfucking feelings, baby.
Boo!
I am your host this week, Kevin James. Are you booing a goddamn show?
Boo!
You can boo me all you want. Don't boo those goddamn hard feelings.
Boo!
I'm your host this week, Kevin James Ryan, coming at you down here at Tootie's. Across from me, the big man, the El Gordo Loco. Oh, you're in a mood. He was just had his head in his phone for about an hour. Who knows what kind of H. Foley we're going to get. I say not a fun one, ladies and gentlemen. Husky Hank Foley.
Hey, gang. What's going on? Great to see everybody. Shout out to all the homies out there. We love you so much. Make sure you pick up your pack of cards. Last run.
Sure.
Right? Limited edition.
Mm-hmm.
Limited quantity.
Sure.
Limited delivery range.
Sure.
That's all going to change soon, gang. Pick them up. Maybe the new Beanie Babies.
Yeah.
Foley's plugging merch. He must be behind on rent.
Something's happening. He's been shaking me down for the Skankfest check, too. Ladies and gentlemen, Toby McMullen.
What up?
Toby McButtons. Toby McBedbugs. Toby.
No more.
What?
Clean, baby. Clean.
For a while now.
Yeah. I'm in remission.
Well, once a bed bug, always a bed bug. That's what I say. We're coming at you on the heels of, we just got back about, I don't know, less than 48 hours ago from the old goddamn Skankfest Vegas, baby. Hachi Machi. Listen, this is like, they sold Skankfest out in 19 minutes. Thousands of people, 19 minutes they sold it.
Some people might not know what Skankfest is.
I'm going to get there.
Beautiful.
It is a comedy festival put together by Luis J. Gomez, Rebecca Trent, and Christine Evans.
Some people might not know what a comedy festival is.
And if, from Legion of Skanks, if you're not familiar, Luis has been a guest. We've been guests on Legion of Skanks.
The best.
They're fucking awesome. Their fans, the listeners are fucking the coolest. It's fantastic. They put together a three-day festival. They did it in Vegas. They did it in New York. They've done it in Houston. This one was in Vegas. I mean, there's fucking boxing matches. There's karaoke. There's a talent show. There's 75 comedy shows. Easily 70 fucking comedy shows with the best comics in the fucking country. You got your Tim Dillons. You got your Big J's. You got your Kevin Ryans. Everybody you need.
Whoa!
Hi-yo! But it's fantastic. It's a fucking...
Kevin Dave Ryan. You guys all
it's
know.
A three-part... It's a three-day fucking party. It's fantastic.
The fights, Ellis Mania, they were great.
And here's the thing you know about these boxing matches. These aren't professional boxers.
These are amateur, like, these are never boxed before
boxing
matches.
They grab
matches.
Goons out of the audience and put blindfolds on them, and then they sting them with little shots while they're fighting each other.
Yeah, it's like...
It's a good time.
It's like organized bum fights. It's a good time.
And the venue for it was... So the venue was a three-story outdoor complex, kind of like a strip mall a little bit.
Sure. Mm-hmm. In the middle, there was like an atrium type thing.
So there's a boxing ring next to a Denny's.
Sure.
Surrounded by a sea of people, and then three floors
of balconies,
wall to wall people losing their mind. It was the full on Thunderdome.
It was a great time.
Luis J. Gomez will own and run and dictate some region of the country post apocalypse.
Sure.
Yes. I would have to assume. He'll be some kind of warlord.
Definitely.
Chief or something
like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I believe he'll be good to his people. I believe he will be.
It's kind of amazing what they put together. It's the comedy. Yes, I would argue like the comedy is second, not in a bad way. But like the relationship between the fan and the comic is the focus. If that makes sense,
it is the best comedy.
That's what they focus on: accessibility between the audience and the performers. Everybody's walks the same place, uses the same bathroom.
They completely remove the barrier from performer and audience.
Yes, it's 100%.
Awesome.
You know, you're like walking into a room and you're like, oh, hey, fuck, there's whoever. I mean, I was even sitting there sometimes with comics like, holy shit, there's fucking, you know, Steve-O or whatever. It's just fucking next to you. Like,
that was cool to see Steve-O.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, very cool. It's wild, man. That is the funnest, best comedy festival out there.
Also, someone said it best. They were like, Vegas didn't make Skankfest. Skankfest made Vegas fun.
Yes.
And I was like, that's fucking perfect. Because there's comics from all over the country who don't get to see. Shout out to Sam Talent. Shout out to Josh Potter. Shout out to Jeremiah Watkins. The whole West Coast contingency.
The squad.
So we were hanging and banging with them.
We were.
And it's so funny. We were gambling. We gambled a lot.
How do you feel about Vegas?
That's what I'm saying. I think if I went out with me, you, and Toby, I would be like, this kind of fucking sucks.
2 days, that's it. Out.
It sucks ass.
But in the environment we were in with the cast.
Awesome.
It was fucking. It was awesome. I don't think I'll ever do Vegas better than that. Have more fun in Vegas ever than that ever again.
We were at a blackjack table losing. And Sam Talent started doing a bit where this dealer was fucking us. And every time he would lose money, he would act so excited. And we were crying laughing.
He texted me, he goes, dude, I have bruises on my arm from you punching me. I said, I was experiencing pure joy and 900 Bud Lights.
It's just raking his chips away, just going, all right.
Yeah. That was my man. He had glasses on, a sideways hat. It was a party.
That was the last night.
Yeah, Big Man was home sleeping.
I did really.
That was the funnest night.
I know. Well. Okay. I did really good the first night.
I didn't like it, and I liked that.
I wouldn't have got a good night's sleep the first night because we had a long day Friday, which was awesome. I kept it real tight with the grub, and I kept it real tight with the boozing.
What?
Nah. Just kidding. Yeah. Not the boozing, but the food. I thought I did pretty good.
Sure.
Thought I did really good with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Honestly, you did. You did have one outrageous move.
I don't think two shrimp cocktail is that outrageous of a move, dickhead. It's straight protein from the bottom of
the
ocean.
You're not bulking up, man. You don't need.
I didn't need anything else,
You
though.
Don't need 10,000 grams of protein at dinner, okay? You're not the world's strongest man.
Shout out to the shrimp. But if with more shrimp, I will be. Not getting enough shrimp.
You're going to turn pink like a flamingo.
Shout out to fucking Las Vegas shrimp cocktail. God damn. Shout out to the El Cortez.
Dude, so hold on. So then this is a little, you know, fucking wonky jumping around. But we're flying. I didn't tell you because we were on separate flights home. So me and Foley are flying home and the stewardess comes up.
Oh, we'll get into that.
She goes, hey, we ran out of the chicken, but I do have a veggie burger and, you know.
A Beyond burger, which isn't good for you with the bun.
It was great.
Was it good?
Yeah, it had some like fucking spicy Indian barbecue on it. Sign me up.
I had the niçoise.
He had to. Then she's like, we have a salad. It contains apples, shrimp. And he goes, I'll take that. I'm like, Jesus. Jesus fucking Christ. This guy had 9 orders of shrimp.
Then cold shrimp on a plane. Talk about rolling the dice. I was hoping
they had it out the window. They just pulled it in right there. I was deep froze.
I was hoping for a wicked case of food poisoning. Just clear me out. But no such luck.
So he also had shrimp cocktail when me, Colm, Sam Talent, and you went out to lunch. You had shrimp cocktail there as well.
I like shrimp cocktail. I don't give me a number on shrimp cocktail. Caloric.
1-800-SHRIMP.
Can they be here in an hour? There's an extra 20.
But all in all, good. Yeah.
I've been monitoring my caloric intake.
How?
Heavily. Looking up exactly what's in it, and I got the scale.
About 200 calories.
In one shrimp cocktail?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's not that bad, 12 grams net carbs.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all. I got the scale. I got the thing that weighs the food and converts it into calories. But let me tell you about that fucking bitch on the airplane. Maybe it was my mistake. I get on an airplane. We're trying to fucking get to a certain status. We're trying to get the fucking gold members. Kippy just hit it. Congratulations.
I'm closing in on platinum.
So if we can.
That's going to fly around the world twice before the end of the year. Anybody want
to
go?
If we can, and it's not too expensive, we'll go up to first class to try to fucking, you know, get the engine going. Right?
I'll say it. I'm only flying first class from here on out. Regardless of listen, it's bad financial decisions, but I can't go back. I can't do it. I can't roll the dice of getting a bump up either. I've never been good with money.
Oh, so we're just doing it to do it. I thought we were doing it because we had to.
That's a lie I told myself when I started, yeah.
All right, we're lying to ourselves. I like this, okay? Let's live in this reality.
I only had one shrimp cocktail.
I just ate the tails, folks. You get on the plane up there in the front, and they come around.
First things first, ask for your seatbelt extender.
Didn't need it.
Both
times did not need it.
No, the one out there.
I did not need it.
The one
is that yes or no? Did I need it?
Because they weren't checking.
No, the one on the way
I'm
out.
Hanging off the seat.
The one on the way out was
for elephants.
Was the most egregious seatbelt I've ever seen in my life. It was Dude, I pulled it tight. I had this much. I had this
you
much.
You could have put like four kippies in there.
It was crazy. I had him buckled. He leans over. He goes, "Yo, it fits." I go to put mine on. It's like a fucking fire hose. It's fucking wrapped up in me. It's crazy long, dude.
Still, I did not need it.
A win's a win. I can put it on the board.
So here's the fucking bullshit, okay? I don't need my ass kissed by any stretch of the imagination.
But you did need 17 fucking Bloody Marys.
I do. Listen.
How many was that? I lost count around 8, I'm not going to lie. 8 Bloody Marys.
If I get on an airplane and I don't have to perform when I land, I want to get, and it's a longer flight. I don't like to fly. I like to get fucked up. I like to get fucked up. All right? I want to fucking sit. I want to fucking drink.
I've never seen a guy double fist Bloody Marys and Diet Cokes at the same time.
I want to watch movies that I've seen 1,000 times, okay? Because I got to stay away from the snacks. I can't fucking eat bad. I want to get fucked up.
So I'm ordering drinks that come with snacks.
Yes. Not on the plane. But there were shrimp in the Bloody Marys at the hotel, but that's not my fault. I don't do the food and beverage, asshole. What do you mean, though?
Did you have a shrimpless meal?
Did I have a shrimpless
breakfast,
meal?
Breakfast, surely.
Yeah, I ordered room service the one morning. I got a burger patty.
Shrimp delivered it, though.
Johnny, good to see you. I had a burger.
Stay away from the fryer.
A burger patty with a slice of American cheese and fruit salad. The one morning, which getting room service was awesome.
Yeah, $58.
Oh, they did it really nice, though. They came in with a little cart, fucking this and that.
I never think of fucking room service ever.
In Vegas, it's actually pretty awesome.
It makes sense. I've just never. That was for like the richest of the. It would be, you know, it's not even in my. I forget that they serve it. That's how much I don't.
I've only ever seen Michael Corleone do it when he was having dinner with Diane Keaton the night that his old man got popped.
Not
or whatever.
With the
Godfather.
Movie. Not familiar.
I watched the second one on the plane. It was fantastic. The dude I rolled out there with, too, was fucking cool as shit. The guy that was sitting next to me on the flight out. Anyway, that's either here nor there. Here's what they do to fucking screw you, okay? There's a lot of wiggle room these days in customer service. There's a lot of fucking bullshit getting thrown around. And let me take you back to the flight out there, because me and my guy, who was an upstanding guy, we're both on the same tip with this. You get in a plane up there, they come around, and they hit you with a drink. Do you want a drink? Okay, yes, I'll take a drink. Now, when you say, do you want a drink, that tells me the bar is open until we fucking touch down. But that is not the case on flights. They come around, they give you some bullshit, then you got to wait about 45 minutes to get another drink because they fucking give you the drink, they got to sit down when you take off, which I don't get that. What's the deal? They get up there, then they go around and take everybody's order, and they fucking dick around. And they don't start the service until like 20 minutes after we're up at cruising altitude. Then they come around and they take a drink order, but then they give you the bullshit, I'll give you that with the meal. It's like, give fucking me one now and two with the meal.
Are you drunk now?
No, why?
Guy's coming off a fucking...
Coming off a heater.
Coming off a bender.
I would rather...
Look at your fix, relax.
I would rather not have a drink...
Have to have a drink.
Listen, I would rather not have a drink until I can have unlimited drinks rather than have a drink and then have to wait an hour. Do you know what that does to me? It feels like I'm getting fucking chemo. I get all tired and I get woozy. I start to lose my buzz. Then I start itching around. It's not good. And they did it to me on both fucking flights.
Well, why don't you learn just not to start drinking until they're up there?
That's what I'm going to have to do moving forward.
Or
after a strongly worded email to Delta Airlines.
You could do what I would do, which isn't what you should do.
Sure.
Bring booze on the plane.
No, I'd order a double. I'd put the first shooter in my Bloody Mary. Or before I put the first shooter in my Bloody Mary, I would just house one of those and then just nurse the second one.
Here's the problem.
In the Bloody Mary mix.
I don't know what flight we were on. We were on it together. It might have been American Airlines. Were we up front in an American Airlines flight?
I think so.
We were on some airline where it was fucking Mardi Gras. This guy didn't stop. He was coming over fucking boom. Here's one. Here's another one fucking in the little bottle. They didn't do that shit. They brought you the fucking glass. So I couldn't do that. And I did ask for a double every time. But it didn't work out.
Can I tell you what I did on that?
I feel real bad for this guy.
On that first flight, one of my favorite moves I've ever pulled in travel. I saved it. I want to tell you guys so bad.
What do you got?
So I'm in the back, working man, blue collar guy like I am.
Sure.
Hey,
you could too be up front if you could when you can't afford it. I didn't come out right.
No, I'm chilling in the back.
You two can be up front when you can't afford it.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say.
That made sense.
Yeah.
It means you're blowing your money like an 100%.
Idiot. 100%.
Yes.
I came into this world poor. I'm going out poor. Let's go.
So I was
get my man and get the fat guy another Bloody Mary.
I was main cabin 2 or 3. I'm in the back back.
Yeah, why don't you got to get status? Do you have a number?
Yes.
You're real.
Toby, I'm telling you right now, every second that you don't put that into action, you're screwing yourself. You can't go back and change the past. Start now. Move forward.
Listen, even if you fly, even if you fly enough for, and you don't buy, you could still get bumped up, and you still get priority. You still get on first. You still get sky priority.
Sure. I'll get on.
So you get all the fucking, it costs you nothing.
Do it tonight.
I have it, I think. I just don't think I've sent it to Kippy.
Oh, this guy stinks.
So.
Who invited this guy?
So there's no, it's you guys cruise onto the plane, and I'm left back with all these, it's mayhem at the gate.
I would pay all of my money to get on a plane first.
It's a real animal situation.
It's crazy.
There was no organization, it's just a clump of people.
Is.
It's just these heathens going to, they're drooling at the mouth to go lose their money in Vegas. The worst type of person.
Man, a flight headed out to Vegas is a different kind of trash.
Crazy.
It's, there's like dice games breaking out in the bathroom.
The family's walking around Fremont Street. Man, I felt bad for
the kids. I saw multiple toddlers out like 4 a.m.,
yeah.
3:30 a.m. I'm walking back fucking half, you know, half cocked.
I felt like walking up to the kid and saying, buddy, you ain't got a shot.
Yeah, go get a fucking...
Better start a podcast, kid.
Go learn how to shuffle blackjack or something. Start early.
So the lady comes over the announcement and goes, hey, you know, we just boarded first class, blah, 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 blah. We're going to get started the normal boarding process. If there's anyone who's willing to gate check their bag,
yeah.
Which you never do because it jams you up, we'll get you on the plane
early. It doesn't jam you up, though.
Which is
I would gate check all the time if I could. You get off the plane, it's waiting out there for you.
You got to sit and wait sometimes.
Which is why I decided to do it.
Call me a liar?
Yeah. I mean, I think this whole show is based on
you're siding with him? A non-first class?
Which is why I mean,
it's also the deviation of a guy who's like, I'll never pay for first class, and then a fat guy complaining about the amount of alcohol he gets on a flight.
Oh, they know I don't belong up there.
Oh, yeah. You had your shirt off for half
you flying
flight.
For surgery somewhere, big guy? Huh?
Is there a Mayo Clinic in fucking...
is that a liver in your cooler? No, it's cold cuts.
That's my joke.
So.
Cut that.
I'm like, fuck it. I don't care. I'll wait at the gate, whatever, right?
Sure.
She puts the tag on my bag.
Yeah, just take it on.
I just zip right on. The second I hit that jetway, I rip that fucking tag out. I'm going to the back of the plane. No one's back there yet. I got all the space in the fucking world,
wow.
Dude.
Listen, I'll break you one off.
Wow.
Even more. Yeah.
The second they said that, I was like, I ain't
what
doing
the fuck
that
do
shit.
They know?
Exactly.
They don't know, and they don't care.
I didn't know what that was for. I thought that was to take home.
I walked right on that fucking plane.
Good for you.
They don't know, and they don't care. Oh, that stuff happens all the time. I've even gone on being like, when it's way too late, and they're like, oh, we're doing mandatory checks. I'd be like, oh, let's fucking roll the dice here. Worst case scenario is you hand it to them, and they take it out and fucking check it for you.
That's awesome. Yeah. I like that fucking
always
move.
Push it. Oh, unless it's like you get down there and there's already like 70 bags waiting.
Oh,
you're like,
there were bags down there. I walked right past them.
Oh, really?
I was in 49G, dude. I walked back there. There wasn't a single bag put up yet.
Were you really? Because we flew a big boy out there.
I think I was in 42E, middle seat all the way there.
Ooh.
Yikes.
My God, still morning back there.
Yikes. It was great. I had the time of my
toilets
life.
Toilets go the other way.
All my dreams are coming true. I'll sit in the middle seat. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, of course.
That's the only thing that bothered me on the flight was that. And you know,
you bothered me a little bit, not going to lie.
Did I?
Yeah.
How come?
I don't know.
Yeah, you're not that fun in the seat.
Yeah.
You shut it down when you get on the. You don't want to talk to me. You don't want to say anything. The headphones go in. I asked, what? You're yelling
at me. Well,
why
would you talk to me when I have headphones?
I was talking to my guy next door to me like we were fucking best friends.
I have photographic evidence on Instagram that guy hated his life.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Shout out to Jerry.
He had a revolver in his fucking mouth while you were posing for the picture.
He had a zip gun.
Yeah.
I made this myself.
I 3D printed this in case some fat ass bothers me.
Oh, you're having fun.
This is hard feelings. You notice a little static going on behind us, or you had your noise cancellations on?
I think I caught a little something.
Big beef from the Jimmy Buffett crowd. Older dude and then an older couple were arguing over where their bags went, and this guy fucking lost it. And they were like, dude, relax. Crazy. People act like fucking idiots.
I get it, man. You get on a plane and you get fucking tense. People are tense. You know, emotions are high.
It's not the answer. You got to sit down and let it go.
I'm not saying it is the answer. I'm just saying I can understand where it's coming from.
And we hit some chop on the way into New York.
Woo! No,
Toby.
On the way into New York.
Buddy.
It was one of those moments where it's
I
dark
thought
out.
That was it.
It's dark out, but his, like, the lights are flat. Like, we're coming in, lights are flashing outside. So you just see the cloud. You see the dark.
It's like we were driving through a time warp.
Yeah, it was.
Because it would go dark.
And then
we'd be,
bright.
And then bright all of a sudden.
It was.
I don't know if I should say this out loud.
Okay.
But I have a fear that I want to express. Can I say it out loud?
Sure.
What do you think?
I don't know, man.
He's under the assumption if he says it out loud, it's going to happen.
What, the English muffins are going to come to life and come back for vengeance?
Oh, if they do, I'm in trouble. I've slaughtered whole villages of those little fuckers. Are you kidding me? Ooh, if English muffins ever fucking rised up against us.
What's your fear, a plane crash?
No. Well, my fear is the plane crash, but surviving the plane crash and then us going down to the bottom of the ocean. I don't want to be down there because I watched the video of how deep the ocean is, and it's pretty fucking deep. It's like 40,
so you're afraid of drowning.
Not drowning, just going down there into the dark.
Planes float.
The cold.
Yeah.
No, they don't. Not when they hit the ground at 800 fucking miles an hour. What are you talking about?
They don't go straight under. Bullets stop you, idiot. They don't go straight under. No, it's like you don't.
Do you think we'd have a couple of seconds to get out?
Minutes.
Minutes.
Dude, I've watched you a couple times try to get out.
Holy shit, that was tight as shit.
Dude.
And that one bat, dude, I was jammed up in there.
No, trying to get out of the seat
alone.
That's
what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, my thighs could barely fit because that dickhead had his seat back all the way.
You couldn't get through.
I couldn't get through.
Oh, boy. All right, that plane hits that water.
What do you got?
90 seconds.
90 seconds?
To get out?
Yeah.
We weren't even over an ocean.
Wouldn't even finish my Bloody Mary that quick.
I ordered a double, miss. Meanwhile, her head's off. You're a fucking asshole.
Fuck, yeah. Yeah, you just got to sit back. It's so out of our control. But I was wondering, when we were going through that turbine, you think are they up front like, fuck?
No.
No, you don't think that's not even nothing to them?
No.
When does it hit something? When does the panic button hit up there?
I don't think they do. Weren't they all like fucking doing blow and fucking each other and shit up there?
Probably. You probably got fucked.
Things fly itself. How many flights we got left for the rest of the year?
I don't know. Too many. Too many.
I do want to shout out about Skankfest again. We spent a lot of, like we said, we spent a lot of time gambling at the El Cortez Casino off Fremont.
And you know what? I want to say this. As annoying as you are to me, when we get on the plane.
What the fuck kind of statement is that?
As mean as you are.
I'm not mean to you.
As cold as you are.
No.
As withdrawn as you are when we get on the plane. You always make up for it when we're at the tables, baby.
Why do I have to hold your hand through everything?
Yeah, I'm just trying to have a conversation.
I have headphones in.
Me and Tebow goof around. We fucking giggle.
Then sit back there with him.
I don't think so.
Or I could easily, I'll just not sit next to you anymore, which I would not mind because we sit down, you take over all the armrests.
Mm-hmm.
All of them.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I was sleeping and you woke me up to get by me. I was sleeping for 20 minutes, maybe.
He was catching flies, dude. You were
this
snoring
guy goes,
so
I gotta
loud.
Get through. Then he can't, he literally, I get up, he can't fit through. Because the guy has his seat back in front of us. That's how large he is to travel with.
Him and his husband were on their honeymoon. They were real nice.
Those two guys hated you.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Why?
This is how obtuse you are. The eye rolls they were throwing at each other. I don't.
When?
When you get in and out of that seat, there's about 7 people disrupted. There's a lot of pushing.
There's a lot of rocking.
A lot of moving. You're on my seat that goes back into the guy behind me. You're snapping him back. It's like fucking slingshots.
Okay.
Yeah. There's just a lot of movement that I don't think, unexpectedly. If someone pulls on your seat from behind,
mm-hmm.
I think your natural instinct, whether you're upset or not, is like a...
Yeah.
The fuck is this fucker doing?
That piece of shit.
Yeah.
El Cortez.
So the El Cortez.
Tell us how we learned about this establishment.
One Mr. Sam Talent. I was hanging out with him at the pre-party, pre-night kickoff party, whatever they call it. And I go, hey, man, I kind of want to get out of here, play some cards. He goes, like, Mr. Sam Talent used to live in Las Vegas for 2 years while his wife was studying. So he goes, El Cortez, right across the street. We go over there. It's not trashy.
It's pretty. It's clean. It's nice.
First of all, it smells like cologne. You go in there. They spritz cologne in there.
I like that.
I would describe it as our speed.
My wheelhouse. I'm saying. And also, we're trashy. Don't forget that.
One floor, nice and clean. $5 tables.
I don't think so.
Yeah, they were $25 bets. $25 minimum bets. That's how we'd do it.
Yeah, it's not $5.
No, we did 15.
It was a $15 table.
$15 table. We like to play with nickels.
So no information.
We like to play with nickels and quarters, right? Is that the right terminology? We had nickel chips, and we also had some 25.
Playing blackjack?
Yeah. That's how you say it. For a $5 chip, you call it a nickel.
Yeah, but that tends to be more, I feel, I could be wrong, that tends to be more roulette.
Okay.
Because they give you another denomination of chip, if that makes sense. They're just giving you colors of chips that they have to indicate what they are in roulette.
Oh, they have to say this is worth five.
They say, what do you want? And you're like, I will give me $100.
There's no five on there?
I don't believe so, no.
At the blackjack, they were. There was 20.
Yeah, that's actual money chips.
Yeah. Really? God, it's so confusing.
It's not.
It's gambling. Well, no one tells you about gambling is that it's very carny-like. There's a lot of lingo. There's a lot of rules that are unspoken. It is kind of cool.
Were you there when I yelled at the dealer?
Every time we sat down at a blackjack table? Yes, I was there.
No, there's a difference between having fun. We have fun with them in a fun way. Were you there when I was like, hey, man, you have to stop being a dickhead?
To Jeff.
Jeff.
The Pokemon trainer.
Jeff with a PH.
Who made...
Ugh.
Someone didn't double or split, and he made chicken noises. He was a real fucking piece of shit, that guy.
Dude, so we were sitting there having fun. This guy fucking comes, and just, like, correcting you, mocking you, rolling his fucking eye, and we're like... Finally, he said, I asked him or something. He goes, I don't know what that means. I go, how do you not know what, like... I said, like, color me up or color me down, something.
You say color me down. He goes, I don't know what that means. I can give you change, though.
He goes, I can change it for you. I go, hey, man, can you stop being an asshole? Or can you stop being a dickhead?
Yeah, you fucking loser.
I go, he goes, I'm not being a dickhead. I go, you are. You for sure are. We're all here having fun, and you've been a dick to everybody here. I go, you need to take a class in custody. Oh, no. So then this was kind of a dick. But I'm upset. We're in there having a good time. We're good company. And every dealer fucking loved us. We were tipping I was tipping the shit out of these fucking guys. Mm-hmm. We're having a good time. They're laughing. They're giving us hints. They're going, don't do that. Do this. It's all fucking, we're having a blast with everybody. He came in, Johnny fucking cool guy. So, also, I'm about 100 beers deep at this point. And it took the fun out of the table. Nobody was having fun at that point. Took the spirit out of the table. And it's like, I'm not here for you. I'm here for us. Like, I'm not here for this guy, so this guy can be a dick. You know what I mean?
I didn't know dealers were allowed to talk until that guy.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So I just said, hey, man, you're being a dick. And he goes, no, I'm not. I go, you are. I go, you're being rude. You've been rude to every single one of us here. You've made a rude comment to every single person. And then they were all looking down at their they were all awkward. Everybody was looking down, just like shuffling the chips. I go, see how they're avoiding eye contact with you right now? It's because it's true. Read the cue. Read the room, man. You're being mean. And then he colored me down. I said, thanks for coloring me down. This was the dick. And then I was just being assertive at that point. That guy's being a dickhead. I tipped him. I said, here, why don't you go take some customer service classes as I tipped him.
Did he take the money?
Yeah. He's got here. Go take the fight. He was missing a tooth in the front, first of all.
Nice.
I felt like a dick, but it then changed the table, and we had a fucking great time from then on out.
That's when Sammy T fired up the having fun losing bit.
Yeah. It was great.
Oh, Jeff, you did it again.
it was a good time.
I like it.
Yeah, I just don't get that. Like,
how about the dickhead bartender at the Nugget? All-time dickhead fucking Vegas bartender.
Yeah.
Dickhead. Uh-huh. Bald fucker, too. No offense to you. But a real fucking loser. That's what I mean. There's like they... Sometimes, because, you know, from working and waiting tables and all that shit, sometimes you have a dickhead server that will kind of like make up their own rules because they don't feel like doing something. And that's what this fucking guy did.
Well, it's a power thing. It's like...
This is the guy that when we were hanging out with Soder and O'Connor for breakfast Saturday morning. I think, it was Saturday morning. It was college football. the guy that was bartending there, he was bitching about you guys hanging out. He walked by. He's like, eat, drink, or gamble. Don't be hanging out. Meanwhile, O'Connor had a meal. Fucking Soda was having his non-alcoholic beers or a soda or something like that. I was fucking double-fisted tequila and
sodas.
There's
also empty seats. It's not like
fucking nobody in there.
It's not like there's a line and people are jamming the fucking place up.
So I go to this dickhead. I say, hey, man, can you put the fucking Phillies game on one of the TVs in front? They had the Phillies game on, like, the fucking corner TV. Now, when we were eating breakfast on the other side, I had them change it on the other side. No problem. This guy comes up. He's like, the TVs are controlled by the sports book, and it has to be football on Saturdays. And I knew that was fucking bullshit. And then he walked around fucking was bitching the whole time. Then he goes and he goes on break. And I go, here, man, that's for you. And I gave him a $50 bill. He goes, oh, little thugs, oh, what's me? Fucking loser. And the second that he left, I was like, can you put those TVs on the Phillies game? The other bartender was like, yeah, no problem, of course.
Yeah.
I ordered a soda water and a lime from that guy. He gave me a big attitude.
Oh, yeah. And then you left? And he's like, hey, your buddy walked out on his and didn't pay his check. I'm like, what are you
fucking soda water? Yeah,
I also paid him cash and tipped him $5 because I know bartenders get annoyed by that shit because they think people who aren't drinking.
Wait, so you had paid for the soda?
I paid for it and I tipped him $5 on it.
That's it. We're going back.
Ew,
I'm going to get my
fucking
money.
Piece of shit.
Because bartenders look at people who aren't drinking booze
as
lost money. I always tip heavy.
Wait, hold on. You gave that to him when he gave you the drink?
Yeah, it was $3 for the drink and I threw him a $5.
So because he put the check in a cup and left it there. You, I guess, went to go do something.
I put cash in the cup.
Ah, what a fucking prick that guy was. Because he comes over and he's like, hey, your buddy walked out on his check. I'm like, what was on it? He's like, club soda. I was like, oh, he'll be back. I'm like, you can put it in my cup if you want. He's like, oh, he puts it in the cup. It's like, what are you used to dealing with, you fucking dickhead? Read your fucking customers. Do I look like a dirtbag? Don't answer that. I'm not going to fucking stiff you or whatever, and we're fucking drinking here. Put the fucking Phillies game on.
I annoyed people in first class on the way here.
Yeah, no shit. You're going to tell me?
shoot the cuffs. hey, Chris, how do I look? Shoot the cuffs.
Fucking dickhead.
Yeah, I went the next day to get breakfast there by myself and...
A fellow baldy.
This guy didn't discriminate, though. I got to give him that. Same thing. I ordered the same thing I had the day before. It was like the hash or fucking whatever it was. And I asked for the sausage and the bacon because there was barely any bacon in it. And they did it the day before. I was like, sausage and bacon. And he goes, no, I can't do that. I go, hey. I was like, can I do this with sausage and bacon? He goes, no. And I'm like, they did it. I want to be like, no more than 24 hours ago, this was not a thing. But I knew he was a jerk off.
It was, hold on. Explain the dish to me again.
It was,
slowly.
I think it was, I genuinely forget. It was like scrambled eggs.
Uh-huh.
It was a skillet.
Skillet.
It was a skillet.
There we go.
And it had chopped up bacon in it. And you wanted to know, can he chop up some sausage and throw it in there?
Well, it was you pick either bacon or sausage. And I said, I'll do both. Yeah.
Sure, there's an upcharge, but I'll do both.
No.
Who fucking gives a shit?
Said no. No, couldn't do it. I wanted to be like, they did it exactly 24 hours ago. They didn't have to close the kitchen. They didn't have to figure it out. They were able to put it together.
I was this close to telling this guy he was being a fucking dick.
So then,
should have fucking said something. God, I'm such a fucking
pussy. I can't believe he double dipped on my check. That's crazy.
Yeah, he's a piece of shit. Then I tipped him $50.
I kind of like that.
And I tipped him $50. Just to be like, fuck you fucking loser.
See, I was going, all right, I like this, all right, this is a great conversation. But do you think I don't think he gives a fuck. He goes, I was a dickhead and this guy tipped me well. I win.
Nah, he doesn't win.
So I kind of stiffed him a little bit. I didn't stiff him, I just didn't give him a good tip.
Ooh.
Well, like, dude, so he does, he gives me that attitude. And, which is like, fine, whatever.
When they're dicks, I go heavy to fucking throw it in. Well, whoever wins, whatever, I walk away feeling good.
I think I walked away feeling good knowingly that he knows I didn't feel good. Does that make sense?
He had to get that way, though, because of that situation. He's probably a fucking dick to people. They stiff him, and that just keeps the snowball rolling.
First of all, I didn't stiff him. I would never stiff anybody.
Not stiff him.
But I just didn't give him a good tip. What's 1% of $30? No.
And, by the way, I was sitting at one of the fucking poker machines on the bar. Real classy, by the way.
I played that, by the way.
And fucking they come up and they say, can you move? This woman wants to play. She sat down and played and was drinking a water. I had like a fucking $100 check going. And you're fucking busting my balls.
Yeah.
Fucking losers.
But He then, there's, like, I guess, like a high roller, sat down next to me. I guess who was there?
That's Foley all weekend.
Because I'm fat, I wasn't spending a lot of money.
No, because you were high.
Oh, yes.
On your boomers.
Yeah, shout out to the shrooms at Skangfest. Plenty of them.
Real green thumb you got over
there. I didn't get offered shroom one.
Dude, I got offered shroom. I got offered fucking some other stuff a couple of times. The one time I did circle back on it. It's just out of curiosity. Where'd you get that from? And he's like, ah, somebody gave it to me. I'm like, have you done it? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, no, I can't. I gotta go. And I fucking walked away.
Talking about emergency, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Colombian emergency. Yeah, it's a little tempting.
Who's your favorite character on the Flintstones?
Barney Rubble.
Bam, bam. Bam.
I actually like Thelma.
But yeah, I don't know.
Wilma.
He just then ignored me. A guy sat down. This is how much of a dork he is. They were talking. He's like, oh, good to see you. I guess he had seen him. They comes in, you know, I don't know, fucking quarterly, whatever. Guy sits down. And he's like, hey, what's up? John, right? Like, the bartender tries to guess his name. And he goes, John, right? He's like, Steve. He's like, wait. I was like, in my head, I'm like, swing and a miss. And he goes, you're from Scottsdale, right? He goes, Tampa. And I'm like, this guy's just fucking striking out.
He was a fucking hammer.
Yeah, biggest fucking dork. So then he ignored me the whole time. I was like, coffee? And he would look away. Like, he would be like, you know, you try to get a waiter's at, or
but I just don't get why.
Because he's a fucking asshole, dude.
It didn't make sense. Like,
dude, he's working the morning shift.
I understand
at the
that. I understand that. If you
Golden Nugget salt steak.
If you have a couple of fucking bozos at your bar that aren't drinking or aren't eating or aren't doing anything, I get ignoring them. Everybody was eating. Everybody was drinking. To the naked eye, we look like somewhat respectable individuals.
You had no.
No, we didn't. My hair was combed.
I don't think so. You had Crocs.
So you didn't see my feet.
A camo hat.
Yeah.
A dirty Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah. So I
and
fit
a,
right
and,
in.
And a bathing suit.
Yeah, and the fucking the casino we were at. I looked like a fucking Kennedy. What are you talking about? People walking around with no shoes on in that place.
You were one of them.
Yeah, but he couldn't see my.
Yeah, I don't know. That guy just fucking sucked.
But
I was going to do the same thing. I had that in me to be like, I'm going to fucking give this guy $20 on a fucking $30 bill or whatever. You know, fuck this guy.
Fuck
suck
him.
My fucking dick, dude. You're not getting an extra whatever $7 for me or whatever the fuck it would be.
Oh, and also shout out.
I should have said something to him. I said, here's $50 for the amazing service and your wonderful attitude.
Yeah, I would have been like, if you're going to, I'll give you that. If you're going to tip heavy, to get the message across, you got to get the message across. You got to go,
fuck.
Here's for your stellar service and great attitude. Like what I did with Jeff with a PH.
If anybody
now
lives
go
in,
get your shine box.
If anybody lives in Las Vegas, DM me. I have a plan. I'm dead serious. Hit me up.
And also, shout out to all the homies that were at Skankfest who said what up. That was
woo!
Sick.
Yeah, which, I mean, the coolest. The love fucking coolest.
Homies.
Everybody yells out $10 homie. But
fucking
also,
awesome.
Too, the thing that hit the most to me was this, you know, because... you know, now we, you know, I'd seen some rumblings of like, oh, we said we fly first class. They're like, oh, what the fuck, you know. It's like, whatever, I'll be bad with money. But we spent the whole weekend at the Cortez. I was in the Cortez every day, which it's like the armpit of a casino. And so,
the one that we went
some kid came up to me and goes, what are you guys doing here? I go, we're fucking gambling, dude. But we're like, fuck, we're screaming. I'm about to get kicked out. It's a whole thing. And he goes, wow, it's all really true, huh? I go, it's the truest, man.
Yeah.
It just ain't a fucking act. We just had the fucking prime rib for $16.99.
Which was phenomenal.
Shout out to Brett Ernst, who gave us the fucking heads up on the prime rib special.
Delicious. I'm telling you, the Cortez is all right.
Of course it's all right. The best thing about it is they have the beers in a cooler right behind the table.
Mm-hmm.
Like the pit boss is leaning against a cooler full of Bud Lights.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to them.
Yeah.
It was great.
That was a really fun time. The first night that we were there, me, you, Sam, Tommy, T-Bone was floating around.
Mm-hmm.
That was really fun. Shrooms were kicking perfectly. Fucking those White Claws were going back smooth as silk.
Yeah.
And I was up for a minute.
Yeah, then you dwindled. Heavy.
Did I? I had about $700. I had put in three. I walked out of there with nothing. Holes in my pockets.
Yeah, I think I might have been down about on the whole trip. bet wise, about 400 maybe. Something like that. 300-400 I made a run.
We
the
won
last
on the
night.
Eagles game. Or we pushed,
we pushed on the Eagles game. Yeah.
I won.
No, you didn't. You look like somebody had shit in your cornflakes at that sports book. You weren't even attempting to laugh it off. We walked by you and you were just like,
I also think you were wearing board shorts and flip flops.
I was.
Yeah.
What happened to you
look.
That day, Toby? What'd you do?
What's up?
What'd you do?
I had one of the most fun gambling experiences of my life with Josh Potter at that Seneca Casino Sportsbook.
I don't think you did. You looked miserable when I walked by you.
Because you didn't hang out and you weren't there for the ride. I was down then, baby. I got back up. Watching the Bills win that game with Josh Potter was maybe my favorite football experience ever.
And you won.
What's up?
You won.
That game.
Did you win?
Real selective in my answers.
How much money did you put towards gambling? Was it that whole thing that you told me about that you took out?
I had a bankroll that I adhered to, yes.
And?
And when you saw me, I was down and then fully on tilt, went downstairs solo by myself to a roulette table, won all of the money I had lost on my early game bets back in 3 minutes.
There you go.
Lost it all at the roulette table on the way out.
So the money that you took out.
Yes.
What did you still have when you left Las Vegas?
Half.
All right. That's not bad.
Yeah.
Can I say what the number was?
I'd rather you not.
Okay.
$10
million. It wasn't much, but no. That's good to know. The way I look at it is, it's like an amusement park. You're paying for the, I don't really, you know.
Well, I said that to Sam, and like, you know.
I'm not taking fucking $9,000 out and being a fucking idiot with it.
No.
Taking out a couple $100 and I don't really give a shit what happens.
I think we each cashed in $300 or something like that. That was the most I ever cashed in was $300. I think, and I said this to Sam, you know, you get to hang out with people that we don't typically hang out with at the festival type stuff. Like, I very rarely get to spend, it'll probably never happen until next Gangfest, 3 days with Sam Talent, you know what I mean? Me and him really fucking hit it off. We really had a great time.
He's the fucking best.
He's awesome. And it was like one of those things of like, we were wasted. We sat there for like 4 hours. I'm like, even if I did lose all of my money, I would have paid $300 to sit here and laugh and with some of the funniest people in the world. And just like, to me, I go, I'm paying for the entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
If I win, great. If I lose, whatever. I spent $300 in worse ways. There's at least a chance of me making money here.
Yeah, if I was a stiff when I was up 700, if I would have been like, that's it for me, then what would I have done?
I would have slapped you silly.
Stand around or something like that? Now you want to take it with me.
Nah, I'm taking my chip and going home.
No.
Never. Never walk away from the table on a heater. Lose it all. Dump it back.
That's what we're doing.
Keep the lights on at the El Cortez so it's there next year when we go.
But the kids are paying for it.
Yeah, it was good though. Also, want to add, Las Vegas Airport can suck my fucking wiener.
Can't get a fucking decent meal in that joint.
Place
oh,
sucks.
Oh, fuck, I forgot about that.
What?
I did have 2 slices of pizza.
Not only 2 slices, you went for the heavy, you ordered by pound.
You
back
fucking
there.
Piece of shit. You ordered the same thing I did.
No, I didn't.
You got one plain slice and one fucking supreme, same as
I got
me.
A pepperoni.
Whatever.
That's lighter than a fucking...
I don't know.
First of all, you shouldn't be eating that.
We were starving. There was nothing to eat. You said, let's go over there.
I said, I'm going to get a slice
of pizza. No, don't give me that crap.
What are you, Toby? Do you think I invited him to go get pizza?
He did, Toby, and didn't say a thing at the time.
You could have ordered the meatballs.
I didn't see meatballs there.
They were on there.
Huh.
I don't think you were looking either.
No.
I had one of my sat.
You also didn't need the funnel cake either, but.
It came with the pizza.
It was only $3 more.
I did not have funnel cake, everybody.
I had one of the saddest moments of my life in the Las Vegas airport on the way out.
Vegas stinks.
My flight got delayed. There's all those slots right by the gate.
Sure.
I looked at him. I went. This is where I went it all back.
Felt like a penny.
What?
No. I probably put $100 in.
Yeah, and you could have sat there for 3 weeks.
No,
really couldn't because I was down 200 pretty quick.
Holy shit.
I mean, we stood there for like 4 minutes. It wasn't like we stood there for
I assume
hour.
Nobody wins at those at the airport.
I don't know.
That's just a cash grab by the city.
I don't know. It doesn't have to be some sort of fucking, there's got to be some sort of payout odds to it.
I don't like those wonky ass fucking weird digital. I couldn't even tell what was going on. Give me a cherry. Give me a lemon. Give me a couple of bars. The crazy rich Asian movie themed slot machine.
There are some wildly racist slot machines.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's from the movie.
No, not that, but just in general, they're like cartoons of every ethnicity.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's like, you know,
Arabian Nights and stuff. It's wild.
Yeah. Wow.
The Great Wall of China and, you know, it's all that kind of stuff.
Jesus Christ.
It's like 1990 WWF.
Hmm.
I was so hungover that morning. I'm like, dude, I just need to sit down and get some fucking eggies in me, some bakey, maybe a couple of taters, maybe a piece of toast, a Diet Coke, a water, and a coffee. Get my fucking head on straight for this flight.
Good luck.
Man, at the fucking diner was takeout. You go order, stand there, and they put it, and they bag it up, and you sit down at like a fuck. It just, we couldn't get a line. We couldn't get in at Chili's.
Nope.
It was like, we just kept like downgrading. It was like California Pizza Kitchen. No. Chili's. No. And then you're like, I'm like, all right, let's get fucking, I'm like, I'm going to get pizza.
Pizza was all right.
It was all right. Fucking wrote this shit, you know. Made the ship right a little bit.
Yeah.
I was fucking bad. I was in bad, bad fucking shape, dude.
I knew we had a meal coming to us on the plane, too. Yeah, but you might have forgot about that.
No, no, no. I was in bad shape. That's just like, I was back on the Bernies for the weekend.
Yesterday we got back? No, we took the day. We had the day off yesterday.
Yeah.
I came up with a term for what you did.
What?
You had a weekend at Bernies.
Weekend at Bernies, which I'll do from time to time. Have a weekend at Bernie's.
You were having some heaters.
Man, I was getting sniped in fucking Instagram stories. My DMs were blowing up.
What, ripping butts?
I thought you were off the Bernie's. What the fuck, man? Did somebody snipe? I was talking to Big J, and I was like in the corner, and someone like fucking sniped me and tagged me. I was mid skeeter with a heater, dude.
It's Vegas.
I was fucking steamrolling that thing.
By the way, if you ever want a treat, walk through a fucking free Jelly Roll concert. Holy fucking shit.
I saw the video.
Is that guy fucking popular?
Yeah.
Dude, I haven't been in situations where I was like legit scared for my life. I was legit scared for my life.
There was thousands of people out there.
There was thousands of people. Young ones. Old ones. Their families. They're singing along. It was fucking nuts. You couldn't get through. Me and a couple fans
You know that big stage on
like
Fremont Street?
Yeah.
Jelly Roll did a concert there. So all of that like underclosed Fremont Street, like with the ceiling, with the lights.
It was packed.
That was, he posted a video. Like they did a video from the, because there's like, for the listener, Fremont Street is like enclosed kind of, right? There's a big screen roof over it for a chunk of it where like the Golden Nugget and Binion's and a bunch of things are. And there's a zip cord that you can ride. So they had someone up on the zip cord grab a shot of the fucking...
Oh, that's pretty sweet.
So it's like a drone. It's like a drone shot, kind of. But
that's
it's from
sick.
That. And it's all... It's like three blocks of gridlocked people.
I can't believe I didn't think to do that.
Yeah. That's a great idea.
Fuck.
Would have been fun to do, too.
Yeah.
We were talking... Foley was... Do you think that could have held him?
No.
I think legally it would have to.
No.
It wouldn't be... It wouldn't be recommended, but that...
Give it a goog. Wow, weight limit on...
I know, but that's not the actual weight limit.
So I
that's what they'll allow you to be.
Yeah. They probably have
it's probably tested for 500 pounds.
And they probably the thing is they have a weight limit, and then it can take up to double that,
yeah.
I would guess.
Yeah,
but
legally,
they don't let you cross that line because they don't
want to... No.
Same thing with the plane. They say theoretically the plane can pull all different kinds of maneuvers that doesn't even go close to the pushing the aircraft to its limits.
300.
300. Wow. Man. You imagine snap.
That's what I'm saying. It's probably rated for 600 pounds, but legally they go, yeah, it's only 300.
I wouldn't have done it anyway.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Holy shit.
I go 90 and miles
an
hour.
Goes off. You end up on the strip somewhere at the wind. Like, you crash a timeshare meeting.
John Panette when he was on the water slides. Good stuff.
So I have a little bit of a thing. The broad saw a mouse in my house.
Really?
Been a long time since we had any sighting. It was well over a year. I think it was last August or last July, like two Julys ago, when we had a little run. It was when the neighbor moved.
I remember.
They all fucking scared into my place. I was running a loose ship at the time, so there was plenty for him to feast on. You know what I mean?
You got that mongrel in there now.
Yeah, he ain't worth shit, though.
Really?
Nah. He'll look at him. We were in like Missouri or something. She goes, I think I saw one run along the stairs or something. I go, what did Hans do? She goes, you just watched him. Like, this fucking guy. Fuck am I paying his bills for?
Thanks.
So
Hansi.
Shout out to Hansi Ponzi, Shamalama Ding Dong. So I go, all right, but like I hadn't really seen anything, you know. And it hasn't we were still running a tight ship, no like, you know, at the end of the night making sure everything was away, dirty dishes, the whole nine yards. So I'm like, I didn't really see anything, maybe a dropping or two. So I'm like, oh, like when she said I got home, I'm like, oh shit. So like I have a spray, it's like a mint spray. They don't like mint. Like, you know, those, like all the trash bags your building uses are all covered in mint.
Of course.
Yeah. So you can buy like a mint, it's just like essential oil. You just spray it like behind the stove, wherever. And it like fucks with their synapses and they just can't fuck with it. They go elsewhere.
They're wintergreen guys.
Like I'm switching to Newports.
I'm switching to cool menthol. I'm just in there cranking heaters. Babe, it's for the mice. Close the window.
Blowing it behind the fridge.
Fucking hotbox and Bernie's. HBBs.
Oh, it's not hotboxing when it's Bernie's, baby. That's brownhousing.
Ooh, man.
By the way.
Somebody handed me, I think Sam Talent handed me a fucking American Spirit menthol. I thought my eyes were going to fall out.
Ugh.
I hit like a big hand at fucking, at blackjack. I'm like, woo, and I was out of Bernie's and I fucking grabbed one. I'm like, let me get one of them. Dude, I saw Jesus. Machi. That'll put some fucking tar in your chest.
Like the anesthesiologist got you.
So I find, she goes, oh, he ran back here under the stairs. So we have like our, I wouldn't say it's a sunken living room, but like there's like a step down in our living room. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I guess under there, under like the step up is like empty, I guess.
Hollow.
Yeah, or some, I don't understand.
That's where the action's going down.
So that's where I think they're maneuvered.
You got to take one of those boards out and fucking
No,
out.
I found a little hole.
Uh-huh.
In there, so I just I
what'd you put in there? Plastic explosives, M80,
steel wool. I just plugged it up.
Uh-huh. Now they're trapped in there. They're gonna die.
I don't give a fuck. Nah, yeah, if they got in there, they're getting out of there. They're not hang. They're coming in that. They're coming up through like the ceiling or the fucking whatevers. So we get rid of. So plug that. I come home last night, and I'm looking, or two nights ago. I'm like tired as shit.
You hear him tapping?
No, and I see a bunch of what appears to be. Mouse shit. So I go to her. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Like, it's like there's like 20 things of mouse shit, like on the counter,
really?
On the stove, on the whatever. And she had cooked dinner, so like dinner was still kind of, you know, like she had saved me, like, you know, still left it in the pot and stuff for like when I got
the
out.
Best.
And so I'm like, how the fuck? I'm like, did you not see this? Like, this is fucking crazy. I'm like, did you just cook dinner with all this fucking mouse shit around here? I'm like, this is fucking wild that you're doing this. She goes, no, that wasn't there. So I'm like, you're telling me 50 mice just descended upon here and 20 of them shit? Like, that's also, this doesn't make any sense. I'm like, what the fuck? Here, I'm like, in my head, I'm like, it's a little lighter. Like, it's like a little more brown, but I'm like, maybe they're on like
rye bread.
Maybe they're on like high protein diets or something. You know what I mean?
Doing keto. What doing.
That's just like a little bit different color. She goes, this one's a bug. I go, what are you talking about? So I look, it's fucking
weasels.
I'm like, this one is, yeah.
Or weevils, whatever they're
That's
called.
That's what I Googled, weevil. No, they're called, so I go, they're
this
these.
Guy.
So they're
You're
these,
the new Toby.
No, they're these bugs that play dead when you get on them.
None of that.
Toby's still Toby. Toby's still the bed bug.
No, not that either.
So we do, I immediately, I'm like freaking, I'm like, God the fuck, I'm hot. 5 days of fucking Vegas, lost my fucking shirt out there. I come in screaming. So I'm like, start fucking Google. Like, what the fuck are we doing? This is crazy. She's like, I'm going to take it and post it in the Facebook group. I'll be telling people we got shit. Go fucking.
What Facebook group?
She's in a Facebook group for the neighborhood.
Okay. For the neighborhood or the building?
The neighborhood.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. That's pretty cool.
Uh-huh. It's all just like gossip and shit. People giving away free shit. Hey, I'm getting rid of my socks. If anybody needs them, scram. Buy new socks.
The deli guy cheated on his wife.
he did. The deli guys got it. They got a hard on for my broad. How's your wife doing? Travel. Tell me.
You still seeing her?
Again, yeah. You did it today.
You got a little dick, right?
Your going bald too, right? That thing don't work. So we Google it, and I'm like, they're called like flower bugs or something. They get like old food, old dog food or whatever. Here, I start like just reading like a discussion, you know, like one of those Q&As on like, what's that called? Quora,
I believe it's
Quora, right. Whatever. Like one of those things.
Is this a website for dirt balls with bugs and mice in their house?
It's like Yahoo Answers.
So okay. This got it from produce at a farmer's market. I was like, oh, it could have been, you know, I was like, it's probably old dog food. That's what it says. Like, you know, if you have like a thing of dog treats in the under the drawer, that's whatever they'll get in. Here, she's like, oh, I just bought, she goes, I was at the farmer's market yesterday and bought like 10 pounds of celery. She's doing like a celery cleanse type thing. So they were all, I assume, all in the celery and all got out on like the fucking counter. So now I'm like fucking deep clean. So I pull all the fucking drawers clean. Nothing. Like there's no like, I'm like, where did these things come from? I'm like, they would have had to come from like the rafters or something. Here, she had all the produce on the counter that then I guess she fucking, well, I don't know what the fuck. She washed it. But I guess before she washed it, they all fucking got out. So I fucking do a clean fucking sweep of everything. It's all clean. Go out the next day. So I'm like, if they're there in the morning, we got a fucking proper infestation.
Burning this place to the ground.
Nothing. Yesterday morning. Right? So I go, this is pretty good. We're, you know, same thing, nothing throughout the day. Wake up this morning, nothing this morning. So I'm like, fucking thank God. In the fucking clear. They all came from the fucking farmer's market. So I go buy mass produce at the goddamn grocery store.
With the
go
pesticides
go get to Key Foods. They fucking take care of these, knock these guys out at the fucking farm.
Oh, shit.
Fucking buying fucking loose produce off strangers on the subway. Get out of here.
Ugh.
I'm not losing all my money at the goddamn El Cortez to come home to fucking bugs, all right, lady?
Fucking Thiebles, whatever they're called.
Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down, daddy. Yeah. It was a lot. But I'm happy it's all cleared up at 2-4.
Hmm.
Oh, I had something really funny happen to me in Vegas.
What's that?
So my hotel stunk. It was a nightclub in the bottom, not a casino. And like a low rent nightclub.
What casino were you at? Or what was it? At the Circa?
I was at the Gold Spike.
Whoa. Was the Dead End full?
Jesus Christ.
The Gold Spike.
I go, when I told Sam Talent asked me where I was staying.
Staying at the Narcan.
I go, I'm at the Gold Spike. He goes, ah, the Spike, huh? It's like, not good. So it's like a whatever. It's like a shitty bar nightclub in the bottom, right? I'm going, and to get to your room at night, once they like really start juicing it up.
You gotta do the worm. Hit me.
By the way, it's the loudest music you've ever heard for five people silently drinking at a bar.
I never understood that.
I hate it.
They got a smoke machine going, dude.
No one's vibing.
Yeah, keep it chill until it starts filling up. Then when it starts filling up, start pumping the music.
Got 19 security guards or whatever. And when you go in, you go in through the side door, not the main entrance. Already shady. There's like four dudes there, and they confirm that you have a room. You show them your key card for your room. They have a little iPad. They like check to make sure your name's on the registry, and then they escort you to the elevators.
Whoa.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That's a bad situation.
It ain't great. So I pull up, you know, and it's business as usual. I'm handing this guy I show him my room key. I'm handing him my ID. He's got his iPad out, and he looks, I still have my Illinois ID, and he looks at it, and he goes, Chicago? I go, yeah. He goes, word? Puts the iPad down and goes, you're good.
I trust you.
There you go.
I was like,
you ever been in the loop? My man.
but in a way of like, not like, oh, I'm from Chicago. It was like, oh, Chicago, I'm not going to fuck with you. Which is like, what? It was insane. It was so fucking.
These
really,
Chicago people, these dirtbags are the ones you should be carding.
I know,
shit.
Dude.
Should be double checking, make sure you got three forms of ID.
This kid's got open markers all over the fucking city. What are you, nuts? Long-haired dirtbag.
I do. Another thing about Vegas, too, it's like, it's just so crazy. I hadn't been there. I mean, we went with Burt, but we went and did the show. We didn't barely left the fucking premises. We hopped, like, we didn't get the experience. That show could have been in Toledo for all we cared. You know what I mean? There's just a different level of person on that Fremont Street. That's not the Strip. That's like fucking, that's a rough kind of, and I was walking by, it was a Saturday night or something, and you see all these people wearing these wild-ass outfits where you're like, you really this is your night out.
And they're
right?
drinking those yards.
They're
those
drinking
long,
those big
frozen
things.
Yards.
Yeah, they're all fucked up. There's that bar that it was like the Double D or something, or the D's, that had just a row of the fucking Slurpee machines. It was like the Tequila Sunrise, the fucking Tropical Sunset, the Pina Colada. Like 50 of them. Like Hurricane or Fat Tuesdays used to do that. It was like that style, but it was like 30 of them. And you see what these people are wearing.
I do like a frozen drink.
And though. You're just like, you. There's they put thought into it, and it's still like the most outrageous outfit. You know what I mean? I'm like, you're on a date with your broad. She's kind of dressed up, and this guy, you're just like, that's what you chose to put together for your Saturday night out in Las Vegas.
What was up with the girls that were out there with like the whips and stuff? They kind of look like hookers, but they look
nah,
like
it's just photo stuff.
That's to take a photo with them.
Yeah. Wow. If you notice, they all have their little circles they were allowed to stand in. They weren't allowed to like really maneuver. They weren't allowed to walk around and like berate you. They have to kind of stay in those circles.
Yeah, I was a little cunty to one of them.
They were like rude too. Like, where are you going so fast? Who are you talking to? Get off the phone. Like all that stuff.
Yeah,
it's like
that fucking shut the fuck up.
I was like, who the fuck would ever take pictures of these? And I saw like 9 of our friends in pictures with them. It was like fucking O'Connor did one. I think Collie did. Everybody was fucking doing them. Yeah, it's just like they have them in Times Square. You know what I mean? It's like the girls that are dressed up like with the pasties and stuff like that.
I never seen them. They get them. The cartoons ones bug the shit out of me.
Yeah,
it's a weird experience for the kid.
Sure.
You know, it's not Minnie Mouse.
Yeah. So. Well, you know, it is what it is.
What are you gonna do?
But all in all, fucking sweet trip. Shout out to fucking Skankfest for having us. Shout out to the
shout
El Cortez.
Out to Skankfest. Shout out to the El Cortez. Shout out to the homies.
The Dan Cortez Casino and Resort.
Step off, Kippy.
Shout out to the fucking all the fucking homies. Seeing everybody and yeah, them yelling out $10 homie, $20 homie, $5 homie. Shout out my homie.
We love you.
Fucking love that shit. It was so fucking cool. If you were there, I mean, there was hundreds of you there. We were there, and we all fucking dapped it up. We took pictures.
Oh, shout out to the shows. AYG shows were fucking
awesome. The AYG shows were fucking awesome. We had Josh Potter and Sam Talon on the one, and the other one we had the Stuff Island
Tommy
boys.
Tommy and O'Connor.
Tommy and O'Connor.
Good times.
They were great. They were fun. Seeing
thanks for showing
awesome.
Up, because I know the first one. The second one was Sunday night.
Going against Kill Tony.
Yeah, going against Kill Tony,
program.
Which we still packed the fucking
still
thing
sold
out.
It the fuck
and
out.
And the one on Friday, there was a line to get in. If anybody left, it was a standby line.
It was a standby line.
We fucking
after
packed
the show
it out.
Already started. Yeah, it's really fucking cool to see.
Thank you, gang.
You guys are literally the fucking best, and you know that you guys keep us doing this. It's so fucking cool.
We love you.
Peace.